3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Happy Hour here at Eclipse Radio. Yes, we are, we're here, and of course, once again, we're being loud and proud. We're here, of course, with JJ today.
Hi.
Yes, and on the phone we have with us a real treat. We're going to be talking with Ripper from Arsenic Addiction. What's up, Ripper?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. So you guys are going to be coming up to Boise. Have you ever played in Boise before?
No, we haven't. We're actually really excited. We've been trying to get up there for a little bit, so...
And so you guys are actually out of Salt Lake City, right?
Yes, right now we're currently in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Right on. How is it playing down there? Because I know that as far as the bar scene down there, you know, it's a little bit different.
Well, obviously it's different because it's Utah, and, you know, lots of Mormons and whatnot, making the scene a little different. And mainly just the bar restrictions or alcohol laws are quite different here than it is in any other state that I've seen, so...
Oh, yeah.
And because of the recession, too, of course, you know, it's getting harder and harder to find places to play at, so...
Right. Well, you know, we're definitely excited to see you tomorrow night with Scorched to Fall and Mortal Enemy and Villainous. I mean... I'm going to tell you, you know, as far as your music, I think your guys' music kicks ass, and you're going to be playing with a bunch of groups that, I mean, are really fantastic and phenomenal as well.
Oh, I can't wait to play with them, actually. I believe tomorrow, of course, the following CD release show as well.
That's right. They're going to be releasing their CD, and we've been playing some of their stuff, and we've been playing some of your stuff as well. Now you guys actually have a CD out right now, is that right?
Yes, we have a CD currently out right now. We have two of them, actually. Our latest one is called An Undertaker's Lament, and that one we've been going on tour for about a year now. And then we have one before it that's called Requiem of the Fallen. That's our EP demo, so it's just... You know, that one's about almost 2 years old now, I believe. So, and we're currently working on a newer one as well. So,
oh wow, well you guys got a lot of stuff going on there. I did see that you got a video out finally. I was looking for them and I didn't see them anywhere. So, how was that shoot?
Oh, it was great. It was a very long few days of shooting, and we'd like to thank the models who gave up their lives to begin the video, you know, and be killed by each of us. It was splendid.
Well, if
you're having trouble finding it, we have it actually on our website, www.arsenicaddiction.com.
Nice.
Or you can find it on, you know, YouTube if you just search for the song. It's called Lady Death. So it was a blast, though.
Well, yeah, I was watching it, and I was like, you know, there's blood, there's all sorts of stuff involved, and I'm like, yeah, that's hot, yeah.
I'm sure Lady Arsenic would love to hear you say that. She does love her blood, and tea, and the video is full of both.
Yeah, you know, and that's a funny thing is that, you know, doing some research on you guys and whatnot, I, you know, looking at all the stuff with Lady Arsenic, it's just like everything revolves around tea. And I didn't really quite get that. I was hoping to get her on the air to ask her what that's all about. But, you know, hey, whatever. It's what it is.
Well, you know, we all love tea very much. And tea's a very social event here at the Manor. So, you know, we like to have tea with people. And every once in a while we have a couple fans over and have tea with them. And, you know, play a little arsenic roulette and see which one goes down first.
Oh, wow, nice. Yeah. as long as I don't get any arsenic in my tea, I'd love to join sometime.
I'll have to make you a cup tomorrow night, and, you know, maybe you'll be lucky and I'll be the one who gets it. So.
Oh, no. Yeah, thank you. So now, how did you get involved with the show that's coming up tomorrow?
I believe we've been speaking with Corey from Scorched to Fallen, and... we've been trying to get a show up there for a little bit, and we've been speaking with him, and we tried, I believe, a month and a half ago or so, working on something, but the show fell through.
Uh-huh.
So just being friends with him and whatnot, he decided to have us put on to their CD release show, and we're very happy to be on it.
Oh yeah, like I said, we are extremely excited about being able to be there with you and being able to get a chance to actually meet you guys, because like I said, you know, just listening to the music, and yeah, you know, I am married, but yeah, she's hot, and there's something about a lady getting up there and singing and then turning around and screaming and blood, and I'm just like, yeah. Nice.
I like the blood part.
Hey, I will definitely pass it on to Lady. I kind of feel bad now that you have me and not Lady Austin.
Oh, hey, you know what though?
She's a sweetheart as well. And the thing that's great is a lot of the things that you see in the music video are actually things that we took from what we do on stage as well.
Right.
We do a lot of the blood. The coffin is on stage. You know, we're all very theatrical people, and we like to show that. Gentlemen's duels and whatnot. You know, there's a little bit of gunfire on stage.
You know, I really wish you were in studio with me right now, because JJ's over here freaking doing the yes dance. She's excited, and she's like, yeah, that's going to be sweet. I can't wait to see that. Yeah, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. Talking with you on the phone is absolutely incredible for us. As a station, we can't play enough of what you guys have. I wish that the laws would allow us to play your band more often than we are allowed to, because I would totally just put the whole album on there and say play. There you
Hell
go.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank you so much. That means a lot, really does. And yeah, and I'd like to thank you guys mainly for supporting, you know, music nowadays. It seems harder and harder to find people who really, you know, indulge in different types of music, especially the heavier types of music.
Right. Well, a lot of times when I do talk to people in the industry about it, one of the things that comes up with the laws changing so much, it has a lot to do with the whole beginning of Napster thing, which is really, you know, it's affected us as far as being able to communicate and get bands' music out there more often, like it should be, than what it is now. And so that's definitely something that we have to work around. But, you know, if bands like you keep putting out kick-ass music and keep putting it out there for everyone to listen to and keep doing the shows like this, I think it's going to definitely change the tide as far as the entertainment value of music in the industry.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, I've had this discussion before with a few people on it, and it's, you know, you have the mainstream kind of stuff and whatnot, and you have really heavy underground kind of music, and you can't really trade in an underground fan for a kind of mainstream fan, because even though the fan base is more, you know, scarce and whatnot, it's definitely very passionate people about the music, and we wouldn't trade them for the world. So.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. So I did tell you while we were right before we came on, that I do ask about the groupie stories.
Oh, yes. I was actually trying to think of one once you mentioned it, and I actually have a pretty funny one.
Oh, dude, let's hear about it. Absolutely.
Sweet.
We played a Halloween show, you know, no big surprise, back in October, and we like to really mix it up, because obviously, you know, we dress up on stage the way that we like to dress up and everything, so it's always kind of spooky and whatnot usually, but we try to mix it up for Halloween.
Right.
So we had a masquerade show. We're all wearing masks and whatnot, and I'm up there playing guitar, and there's a lady down in the crowd, and, you know, she's dancing and looking at me and doing the wink, and she's doing the double wink, you know, that's not quite in sequence together, so oh. She's you know, she's been drinking and having a very good time for herself.
Well, sure.
and she has me lean down while I'm right in the middle of a solo, and, you know, I lean down to her, and I also give a rose out on stage, and she ended up getting it because she looked very enthusiastic and right in front of me, so I gave it to her, and, you know, I lean down, and she just lays one on me right there on stage.
Nice.
Then it would have been fine if it ended there, but after the show is over, you know, I'm in the back room, the green room, you know, putting away my guitar and everything. And I come forward, you know, I hear the door shut behind me, and there she is standing there. And oh. I have my hair pulled back and everything, and she comes up, and in a very drunken, you know, town, and I'll do my best to imitate her over the phone. But she goes, you know, let your hair down. And I was just completely in awe, and I looked at her and I was like, no. And she goes, this look like she was gonna, you know, literally cut my throat or something.
Oh no.
So she pauses and she, you know, starts to get a little pissy and whatnot, and then she turns back to me and she goes, let your hair down. And I go, okay. So I let my hair down, and she goes, were you that guitarist playing those amazing solos for me? And I go, I guess so. And she goes, then I deserve, you know. And this is completely, like, as theatrical as you could think it, as a drunk person standing there doing this. She goes, then I believe so, I get to give you a kiss. And I go, no. And she's like, gets really upset with me, and, you know, gets ready to leave, and I'm like, oh, well, I've got to go get my band gear, and I run off. And she goes and she goes and gets a boyfriend. She's like, I'm gonna go get my boyfriend. I'm like, I'm out of here, you know. And boyfriend walks up, and she's just hammered and hanging on his arm and whatnot, and she just goes, And he ends up being one of our friends in the other band. I didn't know that was her boyfriend or whatnot. You know, he had opened the show for us.
Wow.
Like, he's all, hey, man, I told you that you could, you know, give her a kiss or whatnot. I told her that you could give her a kiss or something like that, and I wouldn't be mad. And I was like, oh, my God. It was just a fiasco. She was all offended.
Oh, nice.
And then I tried to give her a kiss, and she said no. So it was, that's the only groupie story as far as I have, but, I mean...
Oh, man, no, that, I mean, that's, that is out there. That is definitely, you know, and that's the thing, is we're excited about that, because, you know, that is the second time we've actually, you know, we've talked to a lot of bands, and most of the time what we hear is, oh, you know, I've been married for, you know, 10 years, and that was before the band, and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Scorch of Fallen gave us one yesterday, you gave us one today, and it's like, no, these are getting better. These are
going to be kick-ass tomorrow. Seriously.
We are so looking forward to the show right now. Oh, my gosh. So after the show tomorrow, what do you guys have going on after that?
Well, we're putting together a tour going on in March, I believe, where we're going to try to go up through Idaho and come back around. Go up to Montana, Spokane, and then down. Hopefully, we're trying to secure a date in Boise again.
Nice.
Through in March. So, yeah, we're working on a little spring tour. It's our brutality tour.
Nice. Well, I'm all about that. That sounds awesome. I hope we get to run into you guys again. You know, because like I said, we're going to be there tomorrow night. We're going to obviously come up and introduce ourselves over at the swag tables. Drop off some cards because, you know, we do play, you know, you guys uncensored. In fact, we're going to be right after we get done talking to you, we're actually going to play one of your songs. And you'll tell everybody to get down there. You know, we've been doing everything we can to hand out tickets because, quite honestly, I think that... all the bands that are going to be playing tomorrow are totally worth everything that you guys are getting. I just, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And when you're down there, too, you'll have to, you'll get the chance to meet Lady Arsenic. She's got some pretty saucy stories as well, so.
Oh, nice.
She'll share a few with you tomorrow.
Right. Well, and JJ did just ask if she buys a CD from you guys, are you guys going to be able to sign it?
Of course, we'd be terribly excited to do it. So, yeah, we'll do anything like that for you guys.
Well, I don't know if she wants her CD signed. I think she wants her boob signed.
How about both?
How about both? Oh, okay. So we're gonna have both, I guess.
I'm sure none of us, including Lady Arsenic, would be opposed to that. So.
All right. Well, we're gonna play "Scream of the Banshee." Now, can you tell me what that's about?
Oh, "Scream of the Banshee."
Yep.
That is a difficult one.
Just like you know, what were you thinking when you guys wrote it? I mean, are you one of the people that sit down and write the full out lyrics, or is that something that Lady Arsenic does? Or
we all work on them together musically. We you know, we'll sit down on the scrapbook floor and make them. But the lyrics are usually done by Lady Arsenic, repitching and help and whatnot. But Scream of the Banshee is actually about a dream that Lady A has had ever since she was younger, and more of a night terror. So it is another form that she's used to get over that.
Oh wow! Well, that's you know, that's extremely deep, and a lot of people that listen to music, you know, they put their own spin on a song when they listen to it. But it's also nice to know what the artist is thinking when they put that out too. And that's definitely you know, that's going to make me look at it when I listen to it in a different light altogether.
Well, I do hope so. I mean, one of the things that's funny about when we write music and whatnot is not really funny, but we try to, you know, take whatever idea she has for lyrics, or vice versa, whatever idea we all come up with together for music and whatnot, and we try to make the music sound like, get the same feeling from the music as you would from the lyrics, so.
Right.
It makes it difficult in a way to do it, so.
Well, yeah, that's understandable. So, okay, well, we're gonna go ahead and go. Is there anything that you wanted to plug before we go to break and play your music?
Yes, I'd like to say that for people to please keep supporting music and to try to keep in touch with us, listen to the music if you like it. Please come and add us on Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/doseofarsenic. Or please visit our website, or we're on any social network or anything. And if you have the chance to, tomorrow come down, I believe the show starts at 7. Come see us with Scorch the Fallen, Mortal Enemy, and Villainous.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead and hold on for 1 second, and I'll talk to you off air. This is the happy hour here at Eclipse Radio. We're going to go ahead and play that song for you. We will be right back. When we come back, well, we're going to give a little bit more news, and we're also going to keep talking about the concert, because the concert kicks ass. So, anyways, here's some Arsenic Addiction for you, Scream of the Banshee. We'll be right back.